Hi, Maury.
Betty White, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, my God. I'm trying not to cry because out of anybody on the planet, you're my favorite.
Well, you just made a friend for life.
Oh, my God. I'm going to hold you to that, Betty.
Oh, thank you very much, sweetie. I appreciate that.
Do you know what? I'm not the only one because you kicked ass on a Hollywood's favorite celebrity list again. You're number one.
No.
Yeah. How does that feel? They did another poll of favorite Hollywood celebrities, and on top is Betty White.
Well, you just made my day and my week.
Wow. And I have a friend for life. How does it feel that after all these years, you're still everybody's favorite celebrity?
At 90 years old, that's ridiculous. It doesn't register. I mean, I've been in this business for, 65 years. And I just can't equate that somehow. But it's lovely to hear, and I thoroughly enjoy it.
Now, is it true that you're going to be, I guess, roasted, and Barbara Walters is your roastmaster?
I think so. From what I hear, that's the game plan.
Now, do you have the sense of humor where somebody can make fun of you and it doesn't matter to you whatsoever?
Well, it's all in fun, and you just take it and make fun of it. Yeah, I try not to get upset about too many things because it doesn't do any good for one thing, mm-hmm. And you can make fun of stuff if you keep the right attitude.
Now you've done so many things recently. There are people that say too much Betty White. Do you disagree with them? Because personally, I do. I think there's not enough Betty White. But there are people that say, oh, my God, everywhere I turn, there's Betty White. Are you sick of yourself?
Well, that's the voice you hear saying that is Betty White's voice. Everybody's got to be sick unto death of her. So I just go rolling along and do the best I can with the tools I've got.
One of the other reasons I love you so much is because at 90 years old, so many people at 90 don't even remember what color underwear they're wearing, let alone, their script lines for Hot in Cleveland. What have you eaten? What have you done to maintain such an incredible good looks and memory and stuff at 90?
I don't think much. Let's put it that way. I'm just very lucky to be blessed with good health, and I love what I do. It's that simple, and I love the people I work with.
Now, are you ever going to hang up your hat and say I'm done? Like, are you going to work to the very end?
As long as I feel the way I feel right now, I there's no reason why not. As long as they ask me, I won't be beating down doors to make people hire me. But I certainly am. I enjoy what I do too much to quit.
What do you want to be remembered for?
My love of animals and my consideration and care for animals. I love anything with a leg on each corner.
That's me.
Oh, really? we should get together.
Oh, I'd love you to pet me. At 90, I want to find out from you, is sex at 90 just as good as when you were 30?
I knew you'd get to that. There was no doubt. I knew exactly where you were headed. I'm sure it is. Not necessarily for me, but I'm sure it's just as good.
Well, because I want to make sure I have something to look forward to. Is it shock you that you're such a big gay icon?
I don't get it, but I'm delighted. It's fine with me. I think it's because we have fun together, and I think a lot of it is through humor, and a lot of it is through respect for each other.
On Golden Girls, Rose sort of played like the dumb character. On the radio, I am the dumb character. Any advice for me for the guy on the radio who is the dumb character?
Well, I think the rule that I kept with Rose was, it was total naivete. She just didn't get it. It wasn't that she was dumb. It was she wasn't sophisticated, and she just didn't get that people were putting her down sometimes.
And Off the Rockers is returning. I love that show. So funny. What can we expect in the next season?
We're just starting our first season, as a matter of fact. August 4th, we're doing our first ones. So we'll discover it together. I'm not sure what we're going to find either.
Because we saw a teaser episode that aired a few months ago. We got a little taste of it, and we cannot wait for more.
Well, oh, that's good to hear. I think it'll be fun. I really do.
Well, it's just fun that you can poke fun at other people around your own age, you know?
Well, I think we should be able to poke fun at most anybody and be able to take it ourselves.
Well, let's wrap this up. You know, I'm never going to get over the fact that I'm talking to you right now. I'm honestly have the biggest smile on my face. You are phenomenal. You're sexy. You're funny. You're amazing. And you've made my day.
Will you marry me?
Well, I am engaged to my fiancé, Matthew, but I think that he would probably let me do that.
Maybe just on loan.
Betty White on loan. I love it.
Thank you so much, honey.